This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Debates over the iPhone 13. Do you believe it? Yeah, that's the biggest thing for some people, pre-ordering that. Is it really worth it? Apple just is such a dominator. It's craziness, isn't it? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope you and yours are safe and sound wherever you hail from in these great United States or outside of our borders, as we do have many friends in Australia and the UK and so many other spots around the world. Sometimes you hear them as one of our high-impact authors that we highlight in the second hour of our show, often at the tail end of it, where they've got something interesting to say that I think is relevant in what they've written or whatever else it is that they've produced. So, in all seriousness, people are talking about the iPhone 13 and this 500 best songs list that was just put out. It's been revised after 17 years on the through the Rolling Stone magazine. So there are some debates over what song and what music should be there. And if you think it's ridiculous for me to lead the show over with that, I know that this is what people are talking about. Besides General Milley, and should he or should he not be booted? And, of course, the usual fare, which is COVID, COVID, COVID. Kids back in school, what's happening in the district, are more schools going to suddenly flip back to remote, and parents are tired of remote learning, but they're concerned about their kids. I mean, any angle of that sucker, you know it. I mean, it's happening. We know it. This is the drumbeat of our lives. I think it is intriguing, the Milley story. What's the inside scoop on the China calls? And some explaining it away as that, you know, he was worried. So he wouldn't you make those calls? And then others saying, well, that's ridiculous because, like it or not, if Donald Trump was the president, he was the president. And if you are asking about nuclear codes and you're saying we'll give you a heads up if whatever it is going to happen, you're telling a communist, let's face it, enemy, because, I mean, they're still on our list, right? Do you really 100% trust China? I could list like 10 different things for you. And so I think it's smart to question that. Let's put it that way. And not just let it go unchecked. And, of course, all of this was kicked open because of a book written by Bob, co-authored by Bob Woodward. And this is a salacious piece of information, but it's not the whole picture. So, you know, just a little of that. And it leads up to the whole thing, which is the name, again, is Peril, that what happened during the previous administration, and it was backup for that story, that this is what the lead general thought. You know, you look at the Joint Chiefs of Staff now, and can you imagine that he would do that? And if he did do that, should he really be in the position that he's in? So there's lots and lots of conversation about that, I think, right? Absolutely. And then in the meantime, this what's going to happen in 2024 is getting thrown up. I mean, listen, before you know it, we get through the fall and we're into 2022. How long does it take to run for office? 2 years. So that means it begins. It begins again, the conversation about the presidency. I mean, no kidding. No kidding. And you look at the polls, and I've talked about this recently, and I wonder if the administration, because you're dealing with the daily fires, if they're concerned about some of the polls. And, you know, you can look at a poll and say, well, it slants left, it slants right, or they're trying to be impartial. I think there are some good polls that aren't. Quinnipiac, I think they're impartial. Quinnipiac did a national poll that was released earlier in the week, and it showed that 50% of all Americans, 50%, disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president, 42 approving. That's down from 46 approving and 43 disapproving in early August. And I said it, I'm sure I mentioned it before, the thing that really tripped him up was the not withdrawing from Afghanistan, but the way it happened. And then, of course, the 13 dead soldiers, right? Yeah, absolutely. And then the handling of COVID-19, that was kind of iffy. Only a quarter approved of how he conducted the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and half approved of the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic that we're still in the middle of. And I think that still could play a part in what happens the next time around in the race in 2024. There are other Republicans who want the slot, not just the former president. I think Ron DeSantis is really eyeballing it, the governor of Florida. And I'm curious as to whether or not the governor of Texas wants to be that nominee. And then there's others in between. To me, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, has never lost his passion for wanting to be the leader of the free world. I think there are others that will emerge as we get closer to it. So is it going to be kind of the thing that we've seen in the past? If you're the party that's in, well, Joe Biden is going to be the guy that runs unless something happens to him. So then you look at the Republicans and you get the debates and debates and debates and you whittle it down until who's left standing, and you know who that's going to be. I think it would be Donald Trump. And speaking of Trump, there are people that still don't agree with what the fallout was at the Capitol. So there is a march in D.C. happening on Saturday. And it's hundreds and hundreds of demonstrators that are expected to show up in the District of Columbia for what they're calling the Justice for J6, which, of course, is a reference to January 6th, the storming of the Capitol, in an attempt to stop the certification of the Joe Biden election victory. What's happening in D.C.? The fence is already up. It looks like it's Venezuela again. You have a lot of TSA for people arriving at the nearest airport in Washington, D.C., which would be the Reagan Airport, and there's lots and lots of security. So you notice it. There's going to be a lot of canines there that normally you wouldn't see. I've gone to that airport many times, and usually, to be honest, it's just a brisk, even these days, it's pretty brisk in and out. And it's so close to D.C. It's just across the Potomac River. So most people, if they were flying in, would probably fly in there. And the group organizing the rally, Look Ahead America, is saying that the more than 600 people facing the criminal charges over the riots have been mistreated and singled out because of their political views, is what they're saying. So lots and lots of security. And that fence, like I said, that was taken down in July was reassembled around the Capitol. So will it be a peaceful demonstration, or will it turn into something else? Hopefully peaceful. I'm all about people's rights to express themselves, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Going to introduce you to an interesting author next.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Julia Purdy is with us. She's in our virtual green room. Her book is The Sky is Red. Julia, thanks for coming on. What led you to writing the book, The Sky's Red?
Well, it was kind of a personal project. You know, kind of a rainy day exercise in translation. I'm not trained as a translator, but I do speak the language, Italian. And this is just a project that's been sitting on the shelf for a long time. And I just decided to take it on and see where it would go. And it's been in my family bookshelf since I was a baby. And so I just it has kind of a personal significance for me also. So I just decided to go ahead with it, and it turns out it's pretty exciting project.
So tell us what the book The Sky is Red is about.
Okay, well, I'm going to describe it as a love story. Of a different kind. It is about the survivors of a bombardment of a small Italian city in World War II. And the main protagonists are four teenagers that are living in the bombed out ruins in secret. And surviving that way and, you know, and trying to have kind of a normal life. And there is kind of a romance developing between two of them. But so it's got a larger scope, which is, you know, the experience of the city and the citizens, and also, their encounters with the American army, which occupies the city. So it's kind of all around a sort of study of what happened in a fictional form.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I want them to take away And I believe that the author, you know, intentionally, you know, this was part of the author's intention, Giuseppe Berto. I want people to take away a sense that the impact on civilians is always the same. It's always devastating. It completely destroys culture. It destroys families. It destroys, you know, identity. And as I was working on the book in 2016, you know, we were very aware of the impact of on Syrian civilians. And now, again, the Afghan civilians. And I think, you know, Berto was not overtly a pacifist, but he really wanted people to understand that, you know, war is devastating no matter what, especially to civilians.
Yeah. What was the most surprising thing in all of your research and pulling this together that you found out?
Okay, so that's a very good question. In writing the novel, Berto almost makes the landscape itself a character in the book. He establishes a location very carefully, but he doesn't name it. And yet, as I was reading it, I thought, God, I've been there. I've been there. You know, I know that terrain. I don't know. And so I started looking into some of the Italian campaign actions in World War II, and I was surprised to find that, this novel's based on an actual historical event, which again he doesn't name, but it's a almost perfect match. And that event was the bombardment of this little city in Italy as the Allies were moving up towards Rome and driving the Germans back. And this little city featured in a strategic operation. And so he doesn't name it, but it's almost a perfect match.
Yeah. Wow. So interesting. Like you said, war is devastation, and you certainly saw that in all that research. Was it fun, interesting, et cetera, for you to do this?
It was amazing. Well, partly my personal story was that my mother served in Italy in 1944 as a hostess at the rest camp in Capri, of all places. And that's where she met my father. So, you know, I'm kind of a product of that time. And what really fascinated me was Berto's, he almost takes this, you know, camera lens approach to street scenes and to scenes in places as these poor young people, you know, go their daily routines and thing, people they encounter and situations they get themselves into or that they witness. And what really fascinates me, and I think it will for the readers, is so much of that material is drawn from actual eyewitness accounts, whether Berto was there himself or whether he heard about these from other people, the interactions with the American Army and the attitudes of the Americans, the various attitudes towards the Italian civilians. Is all, you know, just described in just very concrete terms. It's just, it's amazing to watch. It's almost like watching a movie, reading this book. It's so visual. So, yeah, that was one thing that really surprised me and delighted me.
Yeah, wow. Julia Purdy, thanks so much for coming on. Again, look to Amazon. That's where you can pick it up. Or Barnes & Noble. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Kate.
All right, we sail on from that conversation to, wow, big time tension over Australia's submarine deal. Just so you know, over the weekend, watch to see what happens here. It is not all fun and games. The French are furious. They canceled a gala that was meant to celebrate their relationship with the United States going back to the Revolutionary War. So what happened? Beijing and Paris, not happy. Australia announced a military partnership with the U.S. and Britain. It'll allow them to send, to be very specific with you, subs to monitor China's actions in the South China Sea. How about that? And Australia really bet the house, so to speak, on the U.S. and the power in Asia in general. Looking at that, the prime minister, when he came to power, insisted that his country could help close ties with China while working with the U.S., but the relationship has just wilted. The bloom is off the rose, and they're forging a forever partnership, as I read that quote somewhere, maybe in the New York Times or Washington Post or somewhere, with the main security ally. So it is a huge, huge moment. It is a defining moment for Australia and how they think of that area. And I think it's very different of how they've thought about it before. So Australia, the U.S., and the U.K. partnering to allow Australia to deploy nuclear-powered submarines to patrol areas in the South China Sea, hoping it will sort of fend off China's growing presence there, which has not been stopped by neighbors who are protesting, right? Including Japan. So this may lead to, I don't know, instability. Is there going to be an arms race? What's going to happen? Are we going to see that really kick in? All right, what about booster shots? Next week, the U.S. is supposed to roll out COVID-19 booster shots. Were we going to do it? Not going to do it? That's, you know, do we need them? To most adults, new studies are pushing this. I talked in depth about that the other night. Some of you sent me your thoughts about it. The plan is up in the air. I mean, the White House has delayed offering Moderna boosters, and they're going to meet in the next couple of days, I guess, to discuss Pfizer-BioNTech's application to offer the booster shots to people 16 and older. But it's a very uncertain thing at this point. I mean, there's conflicting reviews about it, right? So we don't even know. I mean, if you want to really throw another nasty pebble into the ripples that are already out there, this was one of them. So, hey, the New England Journal of Medicine favors boosters from a study that they did. And, of course, everybody points to what's happening in Israel and saying that in Israel, if they got the booster, people were far less likely to develop severe COVID than those who had just gotten two shots. Man Cave, coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a still missing 22-year-old Florida woman. Her family has now written a letter to the family of her fiancé. Like he has, Brian Laundrie's family has remained silent on the whereabouts of their daughter, Gabrielle Petito.
family lawyer for the Petitos, Richard Stafford, reading a letter which pleads for information.
We believe you know the location of where Brian left Gabby. We beg you to tell us.
Meanwhile, the woman's stepdad was on Fox News tonight expressing extreme frustration. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says it was, quote, the right decision not to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. The former gov telling the LA Times he does hope the special election experience gets Newsom's attention and makes him perform better. The Dow and the S&P on Wall Street, they lost a few in Thursday trading. The Nasdaq picked up 20. A federal prosecutor now handing down a charge to a lawyer connected to the Democratic Party as John Durham has ordered the indictment of attorney Michael Sussman for making allegedly false statements to the FBI regarding a possible linkage between the Trump Organization and Russia. Durham is leading an investigation into the origins of the Russia investigation. He's accused Sussman of not revealing that he was, at the time of his questioning and the allegations against him, working for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, as well as the DNC. Microsoft says it's come up with ways for people not to have to remember so many passwords. The company says it's about to introduce a passwordless account option for users of several of its popular services like Microsoft Office. Instead of unique letter and number combinations, Microsoft will let you sign into their services with either the company's Authenticator app or Windows Hello. And this is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Welcome to the man cave. Boy, I think the big story that we would all be talking about, which, by the way, I have my new Lazy Boy recliner. Oh, it is so thick. The padding on this sucker. I don't know how many of you, because so many work from home, have experienced this, where you have the lousy chair backache. And I have a pretty healthy back, but now this chair that I have is just incredible. I almost feel like an astronaut, like one of those civilians in the SpaceX launch that just went up the other day. If I tilted it all the way back and put on a helmet, just for a minute, I feel like I could be in space. Okay, enough of that. How about Tom Brady constantly being asked, when are you going to retire? When do you think you'll retire? So now, I guess after getting asked those questions so much, he had a really surprising answer. He said it. You know, he's been saying for years that he's going to play until he's like 45, because he kept getting asked that. Now that he's just a year away from that, I guess he's come up with a new high water mark. He's saying 50. He was on the Tommy and Gronky show. Yo, Tommy and Gronky. Anyway, he was asked about playing, and he said he was going to play until he was 50. Can Tom Brady play until 50? I mean, 50 years old. Anybody out there 50 and feeling it? Wow. I don't know, if he had enough protection around him, if his arm was decent enough, I would think it would be difficult, but the guy is like a physical specimen. Who says he can't play till 50? And he made a joke about it. He said, look, I'm in Florida, so it's kind of a retiree state, so I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes. So I think it's funny that he's that he's contemplating that. It's going to be hard for him to retire. Let's face it. I mean, he loves the game, and he's been playing it his entire life. And he's had that longevity thing. And Tom Brady doesn't need to work after that. But there's what do you fill the void? I recently had a friend who retired barely 50 and said, "You don't listen. I get to retire. That means golf. That means traveling. That means doing a whole bunch of things. And why do I have to have a plan?" But I think he has a regimen, right? So Brady has a regimen, and when you break the regimen, I guess that could be pretty hard. I think that would be pretty hard. So this is an interesting question. What do you think? Tom Brady till he's 50? What's the over-under on that? I'm going to say he doesn't make it to 50. I just think he'll eventually, you know, if he has any kind of serious injury, forget it. Why? Why would he even bother? He has nothing left to prove, and he's got more than a fistful of rings. So, you know, give me a break, I think, on that. All right. I feel compelled to give you, because we're doing the Nail the Score thing, and normally we do it on Wednesday nights in our first hour last segment. I give you the game of the week. You could hate football, love the teams, hate the teams. It doesn't matter. It's strictly about you picking a side and telling me what you think the score is. And if you nail it, you win some fabulous prizes. We're going to do Nail the Score. It's just special this week on Monday. So it will be on our Monday show. Just remember that. If you want to nail the score, Monday is the day for Nail the Score. Keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. That's the number to call when we get into that last segment of the first hour, if you're listening to us live, or send me an email with your guess once I go to the game of the week coming up for week 3 in the NFL. So, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let's talk about picks, because I keep getting asked about picks. So I'm just going to run down who I picked, what teams I picked, and just in no particular order. I'm just going to forget the Thursday night game, but I'm going to give you the other ones. Bears, Browns, Rams, Bills, Pats, Eagles, Steelers, Saints, Denver, Cards, Bucks, Cowboys, Seattle, and the Chiefs. Yeah. So what do you think of that? I think that's mostly the favorites, is what I think. It's mostly the favorites. And then I'm going to say the Packers, because the Packers just got crushed in that opener. We all already know that story. The Saints ran all over them. Aaron Rodgers was benched for Love. But now the Packers are taking on the Lions. And I find it hard to believe they're going to have two back-to-back miserable games. And I can't believe they won't win their second game of the season. I think they win it. So for what it's worth, that's what I'm doing. That's where I'm going. All right. If we're in the man cave, I'm my lazy boy. You're in the chairs that I set up for you. They're pretty good, but they're not the lazy boy. And we're kicking back and we're talking some college football. How about Alabama, number one, versus 11th-ranked Florida? I don't know how you go against Alabama. I really don't. I mean, they have a first-year starter, right? Bryce Young. And they got some new faces, certainly. But the Tide looks like the Tide. They're always good on offense. Hello, who is the coach? Knock, knock. Can you answer that trivia question? Of course you can. Nick Saban. And the defense is just chock full of talent. You know, it's all about injuries. They have some injuries. They have a couple injuries to some big players, Will Anderson, Chris Allen. But still, I mean, this would be a huge upset. Dan Mullen would have to really throw something at them that would be a little bit different. And will it even be a serious test? I hope so, because I'm going to be watching this game, and I like a competitive game. Alabama, though, is favored by 14.5 points, the over-under. Total for the game, 59 points. And this is going to be played in Gainesville. So there's going to be lots of Gator fans, but the fans can only do, you know, so much. I think the other game that's interesting to look at is this Auburn-Penn State game. So Auburn's 22, Penn State is 10. Penn State is favored by less than a touchdown, and the total for that game is 53 points.
now they Auburn gets a big test this time around. Auburn's offense has put up some pretty juicy big numbers in the first couple of games, but look who they played. You know, Akron and Alabama State. This is going to be a little bit different, and the environment's going to be different. They're calling it a whiteout at Beaver Stadium, and that stadium is crazy wild. It's not like other stadiums aren't, but there is a home field advantage for Penn State. And Penn State came out with a little more, being tested a little bit more. They opened their season on the road. They beat Wisconsin. And then they had a more of a layup with Ball State at home. So we'll see. I think it has the potential to be a really good game. Arizona State at BYU. So you're talking Arizona State is in the top 20, 19, BYU is 23. And Arizona State is not necessarily being talked about, but they should be talked about. They had some big wins, although easy ones, right? They crushed Southern Utah 41-14. And then they easily took care of the running Rebels. They weren't running anywhere, UNLV. They beat them 37-10. But they were both at home. And this is different when you go to Provo and you face BYU on the road. And we'll see. I think when I look at the totals, you know, boy, when I look at this, I got to say, I still want to go with Arizona State. I got to say Arizona State. And that just for some reason, that's pulling at me. ASU, I think, you know, by a kick maybe. It could be that close. But I think they, in other words, narrowly, they escape with that. How's that? I think they close this one out. Now, we jump to something completely different, from football to the great game of golf. I bring this up because it's always a big deal as to who becomes the player of the year. How about Patrick Cantlay, who won the PGA Tour Player of the Year over John Rahm? And I was just looking at some statistics, and I think what's happened here is the whole idea of the FedEx Cup has become much more important. That helped Cantlay. He led the tour with four wins. He was certainly dominant in the playoffs. It's very, very big wins, and he was able to really rise above it in the FedEx Cup. There wasn't a sense necessarily that that was going to happen. John Rahm was looking pretty good too, but he fell off at the tail end where he needed a few more points and wasn't able to secure that. So anyway, Patrick Cantlay gets the 2021 PGA Player of the Year. And trust me, I mean, look, they want to win majors, but this has also become a very big deal to be named the Player of the Year, because there were certainly others that could have been considered for that, and were, by the way, considered for it. But good for him. I think that's a huge honor, and I think he thinks it's a huge honor. And then, of course, all eyes, you know, now you have more of a target on your back. But it's not that he didn't have a target on his back, I guess. Best way to probably say that. And, you know, pretty soon in the Man Cave, we're going to be talking about playoff baseball. Yeah, we're getting closer and closer. I mean, now these games seriously count for a handful of teams that are just separated by a couple of games. This is when it gets really, I think, very interesting, because we're through the dog days at this point. All right, clean up after yourselves. Close the door. The Man Cave is down for the night. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you?
So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Maya Mitra Das joins us, and, you know, it's interesting. Her body of work is, she has so much to say, and it's so interesting how she pulls it all together. Like, she's got short stories and historical fiction, Silhouettes of Time. She has a book, Rhythms Primeval, which is an incredible book of verses. Tuesday's Poetry, What's in a Name, Tremors, Insight, Hindsight, and Flights of Fancy. That's another collection of short stories, and I love short stories, and she's so good at writing those short stories. Maya, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
So what led to your writing? What started you writing in the first place?
Well, it is a story, if you want to hear it. I just heard the stories, which is the true historical facts of my family, the family struggle against the British, and also my mother, went to work with Mahatma Gandhi during our communal riot between the Hindus and Muslims, before the independence of India. And those stories was inside me, and it was very fascinating because I heard from mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. So I am very interested in classical music. I play a little bit piano. I'm not a concert pianist, but I took I was attending some classes with graduate students of music, and the professor was teaching Chopin's ballad. And after hearing four Chopin's ballad, the whole class was very emotional, and then there was this silence for a few minutes. So the professor told us, okay, you go and write a story. If you have a story, you write it or make up a story. So this story, which I heard from my mother, came out as a short form as a class assignment. But I was auditing, so I asked him, can I also give it the assignment to you? So he said, oh, certainly you can. So anyway, I just gave him the assignment, and he was, next day he came very excited. He was, you know, searching all the music notes and sentences in my, through my writing. And he was, so it made me inspired to write the story. That's what the first story came out.
Wow. Yes. So, Mahatma Gandhi, that's incredible. What, you know, we can't just leave that there. What did your mother say about Mahatma Gandhi? I think that's fascinating. That's part of what you talk about.
What she says about
him? Yeah, what did she say?
He was, of course, he was a leader of India, and
yeah.
But her personal view was, he was very kind, and he used to tell her that when the people, you know, when they used to go door to door to the people and ask them for the peace and this and that, and then they will ask, how long your Gandhi will stay with you? When he goes, then it will be all the same again. So he told my mom that he is not the person to leave this thing. He will never leave the thing like that. He has to do something. He was a man of very determination, of course. And then he will live a simple life, and he was very disciplined, and he will make people, encourage people to do things with the way he wanted them to do. So that's what was a hard feeling as a personal relationship, when she used to follow him for the prayer meeting, and he used to take a walk. I mean, he used to walk fast, and it was very hard for my mom to keep up with him, because he will walk with his stick, you know,
uh-huh.
And then he'll walk fast. So, and then he will sing a Ram Dhun, which is a spiritual kind of song, and he wants them to join him in that song. And then also a song which is written by a poet, which is Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore, that if nobody leaves, is coming with you, you go ahead with yourself, with your determination. You keep on going, never leave what you want to do. Keep on going, and that. So its name is Akla Chalore. It means you go on with your own will and your determination. If nobody comes, don't care. You keep on going.
Wow, so beautiful that you told us all of that. I think that's incredible, an incredible insight from your mom, and then ultimately, you know, what Mahatma Gandhi was all about. Tell us about your poetry. Tell me about Rhythms of Primeval.
Oh, that is another story. I was attending a opera class with Dr. Jerry Ball. And Jerry Ball was an incredible person. He used to know so many languages. He was a poet. He was an actor. He was an opera singer. You name it, he taught so many classes. And anyway, so I was attending his opera class, and I was very, very much amazed at how he knows opera, because he was an opera singer anyway. So then he, at the end of the one class, he said, you know, I am, there will be a poetry class, and I will be teaching that poetry class, and you come. I said, so what I have to do? So I read poetry? No, you have to write poetry. I said, oh, no way. I don't want to write poetry. And he said that you have to write poetry and also share and read aloud in the class. I said, no way. I'm not going. I said, yes, you're going to come. So that's the way I started the poetry class.
Wow. And then here you are, and then you've got a book of it, which is absolutely incredible. What do you hope people take away from reading any of your books, whether it's the short stories or whether it's the poetry? What do you hope?
For the short stories, I'm telling the history of India, as a story. That's one thing. And I want them to know that these people of my family who suffered, and through suffering, how they kept on going, you know, with their courage and determination, what they wanted to do. So take away that one, and it will be an inspiration to the future generation, that they can have that inspiration. And in their life, when they have something faced like this, they should keep on going.
Oh, what a beautiful message. Just keep on going. Well, I know you're going to keep on going. You probably have many more books inside you. Are you going to continue to write?
Yes, I'm writing a historical novel, which is based on a sculpture on 14th to 15th century Italy, and a parallel character of one of my friends who came also from a very not so rich family, very, you know, poor, I think I said, in India, and he has become now a famous neurosurgeon. Everybody knows his name, and the Queen has given him the Order of British Empire. So another character of that, and how he came to that position, to that stage. And I love it, the way he did this. Every step, he had so much difficulty, but he had the determination to keep on going.
Ah, the determination to keep on going. What a beautiful thing. Maya Mitra Das, again, you know, you can get any of Maya's books that I mentioned at the top. Go to Amazon. Certainly there are other ways people can get a hold of you.
Yes, at Amazon, I have an account with my, website. My website is MayaMitraDas.com, and it is also with the Amazon account. They can go and get it there.
All right, excellent. So you can go to the website, or you can go to Amazon. Thank you so much, Maya. It was so fascinating listening to your stories, and I can't wait to see what happens with you in the future. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and I heard so much about you, and it was a pleasure that I could have in a few minutes of a valuable time to talk to you. My mom was a very good speaker, and I heard you were such a tremendous good speaker that you got an Emmy Award. So I just was think I it was a really pleasure, my pleasure, that to come across with you and talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That's wonderful. And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.